Was it like the cornfields?
Yeah.
One of those kind of deals?
Yeah, except every once in a while you'd see in a glass shell a mummified body looking at you.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, you know what? They have a whorehouse there.
It, right in the middle of the mix of it?
Yeah, yeah, and you can see little etchings of sex. They're still like the drawings.
So what you're saying is you can go and get lost, but find a whorehouse.
Yes, you can find a whorehouse. It's not an, let me just tell you this. It's not an active whorehouse, so please do not book your tickets expecting to get whored. That's not going to happen. It was a functioning whorehouse during the day of when Pompeii was buried by the volcano.
Oh, Mark Anthony and all those.
Yeah, Mark Anthony, Cleopatra, the Caesars, you name them all.
Cleopatra was Egypt.
They traveled. They had a sports car.
Well, yeah.
You're right. I was a little wrong about that.
Oh, so does. I see what you did. You mispronounced it. It's a horse house now. So if you get lost, you can jump on a horse, and they know the way out better than you.
No, it's a brothel.
All right. So what do you have for us there, funny man?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
On the 17th day of October.
All right. So we got a couple of funny news stories. One sounds very, very painful.
Uh-oh.
Very painful. So you may want to, if you're squeamish, you may want to turn away from the radio station. So this one,
boys and girls, keep your hands and arms and legs locked in at all times for this story. Apparently, enjoy the ride, though.
So this news dispatch comes from LITITZ.
Oh,
the tits. LITITZ.
Le tits.
Le tit.
Is it French?
French. I don't know. LITIT. All I know is TITITZ, what that spells.
Yeah.
And there's an LI in front of it. So, le tits.
Okay. Well,
Pennsylvania. Look up on the map.
You're pronouncing it right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's a new pinball machine or something, and you latitzed it. Oh, that's La Tilt. Oh, I was thinking of the wrong game. Never mind. Christopher?
I'm just gathering my composure. All right, so once again, from Pennsylvania, where a newlywed stands accused of leaving her husband with puncture marks and scratch marks on his genitals. Of course, this was following a 1:45 a.m. confrontation. By the way, Paulie has actual audio from the incident.
Wait a minute. That was my...
That happened inside the couple's shower where his...
What? Oh.
Where his was assaulted. Abigail Geiger, 22, was booked Thursday on misdemeanor.
Abigail, was she a witch?
Yeah.
She must have been.
Well, by looking at her, she is bewitching. Was booked Thursday on a misdemeanor assault charge in connection with the alleged September 19 attack on her husband, David. The Geiger is married since February, a parent to a four-month-old daughter. Responding to a domestic disturbance involving screaming and banging.
And banging?
Yeah, I guess they were banging in the shower. Police arrived at the Geiger residence and encountered Abigail.
Okay, terrific.
Who said she had argued in the shower with her husband.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Was en route to the husband. To the hospital. Police allege in an affidavit, David received puncture marks and scratch marks to his...
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
Penis!
Thank you. As a result of Abigail grabbing his...
Wow, you're very demanding today.
In an effort to stop her from leaving the shower.
How many times can we get away with that?
While Abigail suffered bruises on her back and David pushed her away to exit the shower, She was busted since cops determined that she was the aggressor in the incident. So basically, Abigail is scheduled for an October 19 preliminary hearing in the district town of Lititz, a town outside. So that's right. There was in Lititz, there was attack of the penis.
Yes.
Yes. And once again,
she was a pinball wizard.
In 48 hours, we should know more about Abigail.
Oh, well, I am, you know, sitting on the edge of my seat. I can't wait to find out the outcome of this story.
I got a feeling you already know it.
Yeah.
7-Eleven patron busted in nacho cheese attack. And by the way, this woman looks like Dave Mustaine.
What?
Yes. She looks like...
No woman looks like Dave Mustaine. Except that one.
Yes. Very good. Oh, my God. Especially that picture.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
That is one ugly ass woman.
Ass face, it's all ugly. Oh, man. So a Florida woman is facing battery charge after allegedly throwing a cup full of hot nacho cheese, she says.
Oh.
My cheese, not nacho cheese.
It's nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. At a 7-Eleven worker with whom the accused had quarreled with.
Yeah.
When officers arrived at the Melbourne, Florida, once again, I stress this is Florida, convenience store Thursday.
Florida, not like the rest of us, as they say. Yes, Florida is like a... What do they say?
America's foreskin?
America's Australia.
That's why there's a Melbourne.
Where they send all the prisoners.
That's why there's a Melbourne there. Okay. So when officials arrived there Thursday at 1 a.m., they found the store clerk, Anne-Marie LaFlame. LaFlame was burned.
What is going on here?
Pennsylvania.
Apparently. And what did the guy do?
Oh, I'm lost.
He was like, yeah, we'll just...
Sorry.
I'm just going to eat that nacho cheese.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, so officers arrived at Melbourne convenience store Thursday around 1 a.m. They found the store clerk with yellow cheese on her hands, her foot, and on the floor behind the register. According to the Melbourne Police Department... Customer Stephanie Hicks, Polly, yes. After seeing Miss Dave Mustaine there, Stephanie Hicks's picture, throw me an age. How old do you think she is? Would you want a refresher?
I don't want to look at that picture again. 63.
31.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe she has that disease that doubles your age as you go.
Or maybe she's reversing Benjamin Buttoning.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that, what would that be called?
Just be, I don't know, being ugly and old.
She's not old, though. That was half our age.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking like that.
We were 20 when she was born. We were like this when she was born.
Oh.
What does she look like when she was born?
I'll tell you right now, she's rougher than a night in jail.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't bring her to a rock fight. Oh, maybe I would, actually. It looks like she's been to a few.
So, 78, 31, to the nacho cheese, and for install, a sandwich.
She'd make a locomotive take a side track.
Take a side road.
Oh boy. Buddy used to say all the time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So once again, she threw the nacho cheese and a sandwich after a dispute over the hot cheese dispenser. Hola. I've heard this in a while. LaFlame told cops that she had asked Hicks not to open the dispenser, a request that left Hicks irate and resulted in the patron calling the worker several names. When Hicks sought to pay for her food, LaFlame refused her service. Hicks, officers allege, responded by striking LaFlame with the hot nacho cheese and
wow.
The sandwich. While waiting for the police to respond to the 7-Eleven, Hicks told LaFlame the customer is always right. Always.
So the customer was right?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm always right. I can throw nacho cheese and sandwiches wherever I want.
That is awful.
Hicks, who complained that the clerk started to have an attitude with her, was arrested for misdemeanor battery.
This was the the employee.
I would love cheese from Iran or Iraq. I love cheese, yummy, 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 yummy. I love cheese, cause it is so good.
Okay.
Ah, Eddie Vedder's new solo album should be out in 2 weeks. Hicks, I don't know why I said Eddie Vedder. I love Pearl Jam. You know that. Hicks, complain.
I like the sharp cheddar. And the not sharp cheddar. There's the extra sharp cheddar. I guess I could say I really love the cheddar cheese. I love mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella!
On the pizza. Oh, it's so good and I please. I love cheese. I love cheese. I love cheese. String and cheese. Go and cheese. Oh, cheese. I love the cheese sauce. Cause it is made of cheese.
Yeah.
I love the pita.
Uh-huh.
It thinks it's made of cheese, but it's something else that's kind of like cheese. I love cheese, but not from under cheese. That's because it's really kind of gross cheese. Oh, cow cheese, goat cheese, but no chicken cheese. Cow cheese, feta cheese. Oh, without disease. I love cheese.
Yeah.
I love cheese.
Woo.
I love cheese. I love cheese so much.
Yeah.
Cheese so much. So give me some nom 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 nom.
So at least the guy went on to have a recording career.
Yes.
After being poured on by nacho cheese.
Yes, exactly. So once again, it had a happy ending that they went on and duetted. By the way, they are now known as Sonny and Cher.
Oh, are they?
No, I made that up. So Hicks, once again, was arrested for a misdemeanor battery. Willful and intentionally waffle. Throwing hot cheese and a sandwich. You know, they haven't said anything about the sandwich.
You know, I do love cheese, too.
I love cheese.
Maybe not as much as that guy, but, man, there's nothing like a nice grilled cheese.
No. Yeah, please, with tomato,
well, I mean,
cream.
That probably wouldn't have hurt as much, you know, if you got thrown at by it. You know,
yeah,
it probably wouldn't burn.
You could have got crusted.
I would just
the
open
eye.
My mouth.
Blinded for life. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, throw all the cheese you want. I'm here. I got yolk cheese here. So the nacho cheese attack was recorded by a store security camera. Apparently did not result in injuries to the 7-Eleven worker. I'm going to look for video of this nacho cheese attack while we're playing the Roxander Rolls, and I will see if I can put it on the Giddy Up site if
Roxander
we find it.
Roxander Rolls.
But I think before I do that, I'm just going to copy and paste this. And I'm going to put it on the Giddy Up site so you can see this woman who looks
yes.
like Dave Mustaine.
She does.
Because, I mean, seriously, you can't make this stuff up.
Hey, Megadeth has nothing on.
Peace sells, but who's buying? I don't know, man. Who's buying? Cheese sells, but who's buying?
I'll buy.
And that's it for funny news. I do have a couple sports shorts for the sports fans. Pauly B is in his green, Celtic green Boston jersey.
I absolutely am, because our Celts will take on the Cavs. Yeah, they'll probably take them off, too.
Yeah.
You know, and we have... you know, the thing with me is how LeBron is kind of trying to back out of the game. He's leaving it up.
Thank you. I was just...
You know,
yep.
What a...
just
cut
about
it out,
to
man.
Say that. Oh, my ankle. He's now a... he's now questionable for
yeah.
tonight's game. So we'll see.
Well, he has been for the past couple of days, especially knowing that... you know what? He always... I'm not a big LeBron fan at all. I mean, I'm not going to say he's probably not the best basketball player right now in the world, which he probably is, but I just, I don't get it, man. It, really? Because Kyrie's coming to you, coming back. Oh, when the, you're going to do a little montage, video montage. They're going to, celebration, whatever, to him.
And he's going
to
be a bee about it.
He's a bee about everything, man.
Yeah, he's a big baby. So other sports, quickly, the Yankees and Astros. Yankees are down 2-1. Yay! In this series.
But that game started at 4.
Yep, started.
This one, today.
Yes. Right now, it's a 0-0 score.
Okay.
And it looks like it's actually...
Who do you like, Chris?
I like the Astros. I really do. I want the Astros to go all the way. I'm an American League guy. And also, what happened in Houston this
year. Yankees
are
American League, but we're from Boston. We hate the Yankees. Absolutely.
Yeah. And also, Dodgers and Cubbies later tonight. Cubbies are down to the Dodgers 2-0.
So that would be like an Astros Dodgers World Series. Is that what you're looking forward to, or no?
Yeah, you know, I'm cubbed out. After last year, I'm totally cubbed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cubbies. Let them go back. You know, let it be another 150,000 years. Crap bags. and the other thing, too, Red Sox are interviewing Rod Gardenhire for their managerial opening.
Okay.
And, of course, right now, former infielder Alex Cora is the leading candidate. Cora is.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'd go with him. I heard rumors of Veritek as well.
Yeah.
But maybe that's over with now.
I don't know if they even interviewed him yet. And they interviewed Brad Ausmus, who I do not want anywhere near the ballpark, even if he was selling GD peanuts. So I don't want him near there. So.
All right.
And the Bruins are a dumpster fire right now.
I know.
Wow. You lose 2 games in a row to the team with the worst record last year, and then you lose to an expansion team.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Celtics are on tonight. Yay!
Celtics, yes. Absolutely.
All right.
And all right, so...
That's the world of sports.
Is that the world of sports,
that's
or is world. Just...
That's all I care about.
Your version of it.
Yeah. And then when we're off the air, you can turn on the sports shows, or you can do what Pauly B and I do. Have multiple TVs on and watch
exactly.
The Mick tonight at 9.
The Nick?
The Mick.
Oh, The Mick.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We'll be watching The Mick.
Absolutely. I love that show, Chris.
I told you, man. I told you it'd be right up your tree.
It really is one of the best shows.
It's hysterical.
It is hysterical.
I think it's the best network comedy. I mean, not, you know, like you get the things that are on, you know, pay stations and cable, but traditional network comedies, that's the best right now, my opinion. Nothing comes close to it.
Chris, you got any Stop Dragging My Heart Around on you?
Do I? Yeah, sure do. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
All right, let me pull up.
Because I know I had it, and I just can't find it right at this moment.
Do you want to duet on it? Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, I want you to play it, sir.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you know what?
What?
Weird. You know what I have? I can't find it.
See, I couldn't find it either. But
you know what I have? This is interesting.
Yeah.
I have the original version, which is Tom Petty.
No, I want to hear with Stevie.
Well, you'll sing the Stevie Nicks part.
I'm not going to sing the Stevie Nicks part. I could have sworn I had it. All right.
I have Insider with Tom Petty and her and Stevie Nicks. Which was supposed to be the hit, but Tom Petty liked it so much he kept it. Then he had another song. He said, "I don't know what I'm going to do with it," and gave it to Stevie.
I know what.
You know what? I can find it real quick.
Well, why don't you do that?
Yeah.
Sir. And meanwhile, we can talk about, the weather. Well, you can. I'll play a song.
I'm right already.
Well, go. Go, son. And take us out.
You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91 MFO, Medford, Boston.
a little yes for you and Owner of a Lonely Heart. That's my theme song, I believe, because Yes had called me and said, can we write the song after you, your life? Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 5:31 in the afternoon. Here at the beautiful, actually, it's not really beautiful right now.
It will be better later.
Well, maybe not later tonight.
No, next couple of days.
Yes. Well, we are looking forward to some unbelievable weather. 70s the next, like, 5-6 days.
Yes.
Almost, pretty much. But right now, it is 56 degrees. Oh. But I don't mind. Hey, listen, I don't mind it. I like the more brisk weather because I'm kind of a brisk guy.
You're a brisk, yes.
I am a brisk.
You've been known to walk at a brisk pace.
I walked into the brisk factory and they wanted to put me on the can of the iced tea. Anyways, welcome back, kids. And, you know, I hope you're enjoying the show. And we only have less than a half hour to go. But I hope you have had a good ride, roller coaster ride, as much as myself and the Funny Man have had, because when we're together, it really is a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead?
Yeah, and we're just going to repeat. This is not Friday.
It's not
Show
Friday.
Show up to work tomorrow or you will be fired.
Well, maybe. Who knows? It depends where you work.
Yeah, and if you maybe not that good of an employee either.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Probably be fired anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you're a cashier at a liquor store, you probably won't be fired. Anyways, like I said, welcome back. Anything else, Chris? What have you been doing lately besides, you know, on the phone, like Tom Cruise from Pineapple Express, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's all he did was talk on the phone.
Yeah, that was. I've been really, really busy. Work is really busy right now.
Well, that's good.
It is.
That's good for you.
It needs a little more ebb and flow. It's just crazy, and then I have to go to New York.
Is that a new alcohol?
Ebb and flow.
Yeah.
No, it's a douche.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I wish I knew you were going to make that, because I would have gave you one of these.
Well, you throw things at me, and
you send them right back. You know, I'm going to throw it out to you.
Yeah, I'll
probably send it right back. Yes.
I know you're thinking, you're saying to yourself, you're sitting on the edge of your bed, and you're going, what can I do Friday night that's a total waste of time and a total waste of money? We got it. There's a phone. Would you like to answer the phone?
I don't really want to answer the phone, but
I will.
All right. Give me 1 second.
Yes.
And then you can tell me about a waste of time for us. WMFO, you're live on the air. Please do not swear.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? You?
I was just listening to your new time slot, and I just wanted to reiterate that. I did not get fired. I actually quit the liquor store.
Yeah, that's funny.
Pretty funny, huh?
Yeah, you're that real funny.
No, I'm funny. You guys are poking fun at me.
No, we're not.
I think we were just.
Come on.
No, we were just pretty general.
I'm not sure about that, but anywho, how you guys doing?
We're well.
Yes,
we're on the radio.
Yes,
I know. How
again,
come you switched to time slot.
Why? Well, it was because ratings. They needed some. No, it's...
On a Tuesday?
Yeah, no, it's just my work schedule is crazy right now. I'm busy, so we needed something that was 4 o'clock where I could kind of sneak out a little early. So it's because of me. So.
But it doesn't matter. We'll be back on our time slot next semester.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. Well,
thanks
for
checking in.
Yep. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Yep. Bye.
Take care. All right.
So you know what you're thinking? You're sitting there going, Jesus Christ, what can I do?
Go ahead. Finish your...
What can I do to blow $229? What can I do? Should I just go outside and light it on fire? Or I can spend an evening with Priscilla Presley and open conversation with Joyce Culhawick. Yes, up in Beverly.
Wow.
The former Mrs. Elvis. For you get for $229.
No. Priscilla. Really?
Yes.
How old is she?
Well, he would been old.
Yeah, like 80?
He'd been 80, and she was quite a bit younger. She's in her 60s, mid-60s.
Who, Culhawick?
No, not Culhawick. Oh. Well, she probably is, too.
She wasn't married to Elvis.
No, but I saw
her. Not that we know of, anyway.
I saw her at a David Bowie show, and she was, like, making out with the dude from the record company.
Ah.
I didn't say that. Who cares?
Well, nobody knows the dude.
Yeah. He was from Salem. He's the Ryko disc. Remember Ryko disc from Salem?
Yeah.
That burgeoning... Oh, never mind. So just so you know, for $229, you get the Dream Meet and Greet package. You get one premium reserve ticket in the first 10 rows. Rows 11 and through 50 are going to be filled.
I don't understand.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Meet and greet.
Do you have to have sex with them for $229?
Well, let me keep reading. Maybe
all right, go ahead. I'm
that.
Sorry. I apologize.
One. Just one.
Yeah.
Exclusive silkscreen printed poster signed by Scylla herself. One executive exclusive dream leather notebook to be signed by Priscilla Presley during the meet and greet. And one commemorative VIP laminate lanyard. You will not have sex with her.
Okay, well, would she... Nah, I wouldn't even like that. I was going to say, would she at least show her boobs? But, nah. They probably hit her knees by now.
Yeah. And then, I don't know what to say. I mean, hey, it's something to do to spend $229 on.
Excellent.
No singing, no dancing, no Elvis.
Right. Or you could go to the strip club and have much more fun.
Yes. And if you go to the cabaret, ask for Monica. Tell her Chris sent you.
Okay. We will do that.
Yes.
Yes. Was it Monica? You sure?
Oh, I don't know. I just started throwing names up there.
All right. So
there has to be a Monica there.
No. You have to start naming some spices.
Cayenne.
Yeah, cayenne.
Sage.
Sage.
Paprika.
Cinnamon. Peppermint. Oh, peppermint patty.
Garnish.
Basil. All right, so anyways, kids, it's getting late. Well, not for us, but it's... getting up to that time, and we don't like to step on other people's toes on the toasty fruit show. I mean, what is it, Chris?
Burnt Monica toast? At the cabaret. Oh, by the way, Paul, I just want to do a comparison. For $229, Elvis's wife, if you had tickets to his last show to see Elvis,
all right,
$7.50.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Was that in Vegas?
No, well, this is for...
That's it? Wow.
This is the unused ticket, because his last show was supposed to be in Cumberland, Maine, or Portland, Maine.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, so it was $7.50 to see Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, like her very much.
For $7.50.
Not for anything. Wow. Either inflation or what? Jeez.
That's crazy. That's cuckoo talk. All right, you know what? I'm going to play a song or two, and we'll be back with our farewells.
Farewells?
If you want to call it that.
Yes.
Our
Tuesday greeting and salutation.
Good. Salutation. Okay. All right.
Salutate you.
Why don't you take us out, Chris, and then we'll be right back.
Yes. For those who about to rock, we salute you. Or salutate you, or whatever I was going to say. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Be right back, kids.
Hey baby, I'm talking to you. Stop yourself and me. Those crazy nights I do remember.
Walking in your boy's face, but the same as I'm looking to you.
Yeah, one of the greatest Journey songs, I believe, ever, Stone in Love, from the Escape album. And before that was, of course, Dancing Days, our favorite group here, besides the Foo Fighters, Zeppelin, and a little Heart, Never, which is appropriate for our show today. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, there's nothing like a little hot on a Tuesday, right?
No.
Usually we have a hot on we have hot on Fridays.
Yes.
But now we're going to have hot on Tuesdays.
Well, yeah. Well, this one's going to have to last me throughout the weekend, apparently. Anyways, 56 degrees tomorrow. I don't know. Should I even do the weather? But anyways, the next 5 days are going to be like in the 70s, you know, 68 high tomorrow, 71 on Thursday, 67 again on Friday, and then 70 on Saturday, and then it just kind of continues to next Wednesday. So it's going to be a, we got our Indian summer, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is, so today's the 17th.
But I heard we're going to get, well, I can't say I heard, because, well, I guess I did hear, but not from a reliable source. I heard we're going to have a bad winter.
Yeah, I heard that too. What I heard was we were going to have an abnormally warm fall. It was going to be warm into November, and we're going to have a harsh winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
So that does that even make any sense?
Nope. Like,
no, it's going to be, you know, late. Anyways.
I haven't even turned my heat on the house yet.
No.
No need to.
Not yet. No. We're both, well, you know, like I said earlier, we're brisk guys, you know.
Yeah,
we're
brisk.
Yeah.
We're briskers.
I slept the window open last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't need any cuddle bunnies or anything. I just... I slept completely naked, hog out, everything. I don't know. I don't care. Anyways.
Anyways. Right. Yes. Yeah, you think you could just anyways it away, don't you?
I did. I have a pet pig. What's wrong with you? You have a dirty mind. That's what's wrong with you.
You're a pet pig.
No, I'm not a pet pig. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. Anyways, okay, kids. We're going to say our goodbyes. It's 5:56. So why don't you take it away, Funny Man?
Yeah, it's great to be back. Tuesday felt a little weird walking in.
It's great to have you back, yes.
But it felt as comfortable as an old smelly shoe to be back into this old smelly studio.
Yeah, well, hey, that's what it is, man.
Thank you for the ones who came over from Fridays to Tuesdays. And, you know, as I always say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Peace.
I like how you say that, man. And as I always say, we're going to take a 166-hour break, even though it's still Tuesday. And as well, stay Boston strong, kids. Always be a rock and never roll. And we love you guys for listening in. And we will leave you with this little ditty. And hopefully you all tune in throughout the Tuesdays of our little stint here. We love you guys. God bless.